On ABC Radio Hobart, it's Breakfast with Rick Goddard.
Maybe a perfect day is the dream of what used to be everyday life in Tasmania, which is getting a perfect park right in front of wherever you want to go for as long as you like. And if they catch you, it costs $20. We talked yesterday about parking up in the North Hobart Strip. This is what State Cinema John Kelly had to say.
Such an expression of interest, you know, there can be development which include car parking, and the much publicised need by Lord Mayor for city accommodation. The Lord Mayor's been very outspoken, saying that developers should use car parks, car spaces and car yards and areas within the municipality that aren't developed. And here we have council, who own one of the biggest chunks of real estate in Hobart now here, unused, sitting on their hands, for some reason having this aversion to simply calling for an expression of interest.
So there you go. Well, council met last night. Marty Zucco, Alderman, hello.
Hello, Rick.
What was the decision?
Well, last night the committee supported to revisit the expression of interest. I'm calling for an urgent report to do so. And I think, look, I think it's time. It's been over 15 years that North Hobart traders and even residents have been crying out for more parking there. Look, people have got to understand North Hobart's a destination.
Mm. So now what happens is that decision was made and then in the paper already, and you know, they can't print in a second in the Mercury. Are pictures from a local developer and stuff? Are there councillors working with these developers around the timing of this stuff?
I'll explain what's actually happened here.
Yeah.
No, I'll explain. What actually happened here was I was approached nearly 2 years ago from a developer and said, look, you know, what are you guys doing with the North Hobart car park? I actually said, look, you know, I've always pushed it, and because you're out there pushing it, and from there, I asked them to contact the general manager. They contacted the general manager, and in regards to a development, they said, "Look, we can't just give it to you. Mm. We've got to put it out for expressions of interest." So there are already two or three developers out there that were aware of this coming forward. So they've probably been sitting on this for over 12 months.
Do you think Villanueva, I mean, has he got a good track record of building things? What's his record there?
Well, he's got through some developments approvals, which were really good. One of the things that he actually did do, which I found quite interesting, was the one in Bathurst Street, where he was looking down the barrel of a refusal and withdrew it. Redesigned and come back and got approval. So that's the type of developers you want to work with those that are going to listen to the officers and elected members.
What about people saying, look, what we really need is just better public transport up there, not another car park?
Absolutely. Look, in an ideal world, I'd love to see a public transport. I use it a lot when I travel. But could you imagine someone who lives, say, at Sandy Bay to travel to North Hobart, or someone in South Hobart, or where it's very difficult to have public transport. Mm. In the other ideal world, you know, people would say, why don't we walk? Well, you know, the reality is, you know, we've got a picture theatre also in North Hobart. There's a lot of people who are a little bit older. Expect them to walk from, Bellerive. Now, look, you know, we've got to look at reality.
And I guess those timeframes. So speaking of timeframes, expressions of interest, the call goes out. How long will it take before we know who's in the game?
Well, you know, the sooner the better. I have no doubt that expressions of interest will be sort of open for about, I'd say, 3 months. Mm.
Do you think, though, like a car park, 300 car parks, whatever, who does that take? Does that just take all the actual punters who are using those restaurants off the street and leave it only parking for Uber Eats drivers? Do you just think maybe that needs regulation?
No, look, insofar as Uber Eats, that needs regulation, absolutely. I'm just there's a public meeting on Sunday in North Hobart that's going to discuss Uber Eats and the parking in North Hobart.
Oh, is
Hobart.
There?
Yes, there is.
What time's that?
That's going to be 4:30 at the Uniting Church. At John Kelly, myself, and Alderman Barakas have arranged that because we're just frustrated. Look, you know, people contact me on a regular basis. Mm. And actually, what's annoying to me is the Lord Mayor actually made a public statement in council the other day saying that I'm on a winch hunt on Uber Eats drivers. But then when the alderman met with the traders and residents up there, it was very, very clear. It wasn't my push. Mm. It was the traders up there who see me on a regular basis in North Hobart. You know, I've got my business up there myself and my property. So I'm there all the time. So I'm the one that's... and I've been associated with North Hobart since 1976. So, you know, I'm known there. So they do contact me first. But all the correspondence I get goes on to the general manager. So it's been directed to the general manager as well.
Mm, okay, yeah, interesting stuff. So those are the next steps. How soon do you reckon something can get built?
Look,
because residents who back onto that car park are not going to want three or four stories there, are they?
Well, it will go through community engagement and community consultation. There are residents also in Little Arthur and Condell Place that struggle for car parking now. They really, really struggle. So, you know, maybe some thoughts could go into how can we assist there, and maybe some spots there left for some inside the car park for some residential parking as well.
Good to talk to you.
Not a problem. Thank you, Rick.